Do you like vampires? Then please check out Colleen of Vlada Tale of the Damned, a brand new Kickstarter coming August 15th with art by Tim Vigil, Matt Slay, and variant covers by Chandra Akerblom, Heather Rose, and many more. You can find a link over on the Vlada A Dracula Tale page or one of the variant cover artists. Please consider following the Kickstarter today. It is a sequel to Vlada A Dracula Tale. If you missed Vlada A Dracula Tale, books from Vlada can be picked up on the Kickstarter to help the campaign reach its goal. Again, the Kickstarter launches August 15th. It can be found on Kickstarter at Colleen the Vampire or on the Vlada of Dracula page social media, on Twitter, Facebook, or the Radio Horror page or Instagram. Again, please consider helping us get to our goal of $7,000. Thank you.
This is Michael McConaughey. I'm the voice of Vampire Hunter D and a lot of other things. I've been very fortunate in being able to be a whole lot of different people in my career. You are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
Back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, a podcast dedicated to any and all vampire movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And there's only three because they never got that other Blade movie made from the MCU. I'm your host, Dr. Chris, and joining me for these 5 minutes of Blade is once again
Little Pug.
from OnlyFans and adult film star fame. Thank you for coming back on the show to talk about Blade minutes 5 to 10.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
So OnlyFans is wrapped and it's going to be coming out when?
They're not quite wrapped yet. It's so close, but there's a couple pickup shots that they still need to get. It's directed by the filmmaking duo Angie and Paul from A&P Productions. They've done other like hits like Streets of Vengeance, Slasherette Party, and Murder Size, which was their most recent in 2023.
Have you ever run into actress Mel Heflin before?
No.
Oh, she, I think, is also involved in OnlyFans. I'm not 100% sure, but she's my co-host on my Supernatural Creatures and Lore podcast. We talk about the monsters, ghosts and goblins that Sam and Dean Winchester fight on the TV show Supernatural, but
Oh, that's amazing.
we talk about their real life history and religion. Where do they come from in our world, not just what the writers made up for the TV show?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, maybe we can have you on for an episode of that. Just find a monster in the
Oh,
season that we're currently in. But
wow.
I digress. You have other horror movies that you said you've worked on before. I'm assuming horror, like horror, and adult horror, correct?
Yeah, so I do my own like adult horror like little short stuff like on my own like my indie productions, but I have done four other short like short films, horror short films. So there's Only Fangs, which isn't out yet, and then also Cock Destroyer, which I play the lead. It's directed by Una Smule, who's like a brilliant up and coming director in LA. I love her, she's amazing. I play, without giving too much away, Lila, who is a fiery redheaded woman, a beautiful creature who needs to eat just like the rest of us. So she's a sex worker, but she has like a vampy succubic secret, and it's really fun. So she's also sort she's not like un she's not undead, but she is a creature and she does have a taste for flesh.
Any
So
particular flesh or
well, the title might give things away. So, Cock Destroyer might, be a little on the nose, which I love. So there's that that I was in, and that hasn't come out yet. And then I'm also recently was in Frankenbabes from Beyond the Graves. Not a vampire movie, but again, we have a taste for flesh, and there's lots of blood. We're not zombies, but we are like the undead, and it's like we're like a collective of sex workers and cosplayers, and then in the film, like in real life, the people, the cast, but then we play like this burlesque troupe who gets involved in a bus accident that actually is not an accident. It's orchestrated by this crazy preacher and this mad scientist who want to make subservient women, and when there's like this special serum that they use on us to try to make us behave and become like godly women.
Oh,
Murder
so
happened.
like the current administration's going to be trying to do to women, right?
Yeah. So, making some art about that.
I think that was a TV series. It was what is it, The Handmaid's Tale?
Yes. Which is so funny because the titular character is like a Scientologist, and I just find it so fascinating that she is so deeply involved in a cult, Elizabeth Moss, while still like while being like playing someone who's in a cult type thing. I don't know. Interesting.
Interesting. When you're doing a film like, let's, referring to OnlyFans, when you're doing a film like OnlyFans versus your adult film work, do you find one easier than the other? Do you feel like you don't need to prepare as much, considering you're not, stripping down and getting naked and getting super duper physical? Or what's the highs and lows between the two?
Well, I'd say there's three different types of projects I do. So there's like the horror shorts or just like short films, and that's mostly just it's dialogue and it's body blocking and that. And then there's the adult films, which have either it could just be a one-off sex scene day or like a feature porn film, which also involves like a lot of dialogue and acting and stuff. And then I also do like porn films that are like monster heavy, my own personal projects. Like I've done Greta Gremlin from Gremlins 2, and that took 8 hours of body paint and prosthetic
Oh my
makeup.
God, yeah. Let's get into
Yeah.
that. Jesus.
Yeah. So that was a personal little pet project. I love becoming creatures. I love becoming monster girls. It just takes a lot of work. I paid someone, his name is Rudy. His brand is called My Pet Monster Girl, so he specializes in this. And he airbrushed every single part of me. I had like prosthetic lips, prosthetic cheek ridges, brow ridges, like everything. So it was 8 hours of body paint and prosthetics, and then 8 hours of filming after that. So they're really, really long days. You have to really keep up your energy and have everything like really tightly organized, because you're not really able to move and touch things as you normally would. And then I've also done like horror, like porn stuff for like bigger companies like Parasited and Hentai, who are based in Budapest. And those are also really long days, like 12 to 16 hour days. And the last one I was in is one of their latest features is called The Parasite Queen. And I got, over the course of 3 days, like transformed into a parasite queen. So they had like fangs fitted to my teeth, and I had like large sharp claws and like massive brow ridge and nose ridge and covered in body paint. And yeah, I love body acting and like moving like these otherworldly creatures. It's very fun. Doug Jones is a big icon of mine, like someone I look up to. So I love
Must
when
go
I
to a
get
lot of
to
convent.
do
You must go
that.
to a lot of conventions, being a movie fan yourself. Have you ever run into Doug at the Seda Storm?
I saw him at a Star Trek convention, and I didn't get to meet him in person, but I was just like so excited.
You gotta get your agent
He
to
tastes
get that
sour.
hook. You gotta get that your agent to make that meeting happen.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh my God, I
Okay.
would die.
You getting into Star Trek would probably be easier for than like you getting into a Star Trek episode that he would do. And I don't know if his TV show is even still on right now, but you playing like whatever the slave girls are in Star Trek.
Are you talking about like the green girls,
Yeah,
or
yeah,
why
yeah.
am I? Yeah. I'm blanking on their names, but it'll come to me in a second.
Yeah.
The
But they would
o the
hire someone like
Orions.
you. They'd hire someone like you who doesn't mind being in their underwear, you know what I mean, and covered in body paint or
Yeah.
whatever. And that'd be easier than him trying to get into an adult film, let's just say.
Adult film. Yeah, they're Orions. That's the name of them.
That's right. That's right. And from what I've read or whatever, like on shows like Game of Thrones and Star Trek and other shows, when they put a casting call out there for a girl to be a slave girl in their bikini, in their underwear, or having to be naked, and whether or not they're pretending to have sex or not or whatever, they put the call out there to adult film stars first because they know that'll be the easiest get to film that kind of role.
Yeah, we don't. We have a lot of practice in being naked in front of crew, and it doesn't even. We don't even bat eyes anymore about
Oh,
it.
yeah,
Like,
it's an easy cast. They're just like, call the adult film industry. I need 10 girls that are willing to just prance around in their underwear.
yeah, I've definitely gotten that call before. So.
That's hey, I know friend. I've had other guests that have told me that it's easy. It's easy work, and they're just like, I'll do it, because then I'm in this this big production, even though I'm like a background dancer just jiggling my stuff.
Yeah, I had a friend who was like a male sex worker friend who was actually on Westworld because they put the call out and there was like a big orgy type scene and there was a bunch of sex workers in it. Yeah, porn stars.
Well, we begin these 5 minutes with the blood dripping down onto our helpless victim. Now, what is the name of this guy, which I completely forgot in the last 5 minutes, as he shows up with Tracy Lords, but we never get his name. I never hear him. They never say his name other than her teasing him about his dick.
Does a victim need a name? This poor man. He's just a
Is he a
he's just
victim of
our
what?
way into this seedy underbelly.
Who's the guy in the club in Blade with Tracy Lords? You get to make out with Tracy Lords. I mean, come on, that's Kevin Patrick Wiles. He plays Krieger in Blade.
That's his name, Krieger.
Interesting. Yeah. So there you go. So we have this the blood dripping down. We have directed by Stephen Norrington come up, and then we switch right over to this scene of Donald Logue sitting down, making out with a chick, and another one giving him head.
I was dying watching that. It's so good. It's
I
so
swear to God,
fashionable.
I think this is the first time I've ever seen, and I had probably watched porn, but in a mainstream movie before, I swear to God, I cannot remember ever watching a guy getting a blowjob in an R-rated movie like this.
It's just so casually done. Like it's, and they don't show anything, obviously, so it's like not even happening, but yeah.
Right. She's just probably in his crotch or whatever,
She's literally just like bobbling her head. Yeah.
Yeah, I
Which,
mean, he's
to be
probably like, are you
frank,
okay? Do you want me to,
in adult
like,
films,
most.
sometimes the women are doing that. Like they're not even eating pussy, they're licking the thigh. Like if you can't tell sometimes, like people are not even engaging in sex.
By the way, do you know who the doorman was in the last scene? We didn't mention him real quick. That's Tracy Lord's real life boyfriend at the time.
I wonder if that was like part of her contract. She was like, you have to hire my boyfriend.
No, actually, the director said that he asked her, because the guy who was supposed to be in it or whatever, unfortunately, couldn't do the scene anymore, and she said that my boyfriend's like 6'4". Why don't you have him do the scene where he just opens the door?
That's amazing.
So he got in there because, again, he was dating Tracy Lords. Now, this scene, there are 1,000 uncredited people who play vampires in this movie. We could
I
probably
know. I
spend
was.
an entire episode going through them. And in fact, coming up later on, I will do an entire episode of the Vampire Movie Minute podcast where I cover all the vampires that are uncredited in this movie, where they are and when they are. Irrelevant. I don't think I can do that, except for like Carrie Seeley plays Vampire Woman in Elevator. So there's a scene later on, or there's Blood Club Vampire, there's Vampire at Rave, there's Bartender Vampire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm wondering,
Watching.
when I watch this scene, I just think about how many PAs had to be on set with like baby wipes helping people with their eyes.
Oh, I can imagine. I recently had to go to my optometrist to get new glasses, and they said I have like under the microscope, I have like severe eyelid irritation, and they said the reason why is you have mites in your eyelids.
How did they get them out?
There's like a wipe that they want me to go see a specialist for to help, but it's like a prescription only kind of wipe.
That's crazy. Well, I hope it
Yeah,
works.
I do too. I mean, right now I'm fine, but yeah, every once in a while it really bothers me. I was just like, there's mites in my eyes. They're like, they're microscopic. They're like, sir, they're like, Chris, you have 1,000 probably insects in your body that are microscopic you wouldn't even know about.
This is
Anyways.
true. This is true.
So we get the big blood splash everywhere. Did you ever hear they did this at New York Comic Con? They rented a club and redid the Blade blood scene once.
Oh my God, who cleaned that up? Like, that's
I don't know.
amazing.
I think it was like a rented space with a rigged up sprinkler system. Obviously, this is not real blood because even in the commentary, they talk about this would coagulate so quickly.
Yeah, getting it out of this like sprinkler, just like, yeah.
This is a water-based red stuff, but yeah, there is just red dye everywhere. You even see a couple of the extras with their cheeks like chipmunked out. Did you notice that? They're probably accidentally put it in their mouth and they're trying not to swallow it.
Yeah, I did notice like a couple of them, like their eyes, like they were like squinting and they looked so uncomfortable. And I was like, been there. I know, baby.
I was just about to ask, have you ever had anything in your eyes that you're just like, it's in my eyes, it's in my eyes?
So like the eyelashes that we put on, we call them like windshield wipers because a lot of time when we're getting facials, you know, you wear the big eyelashes and the lashes take away the cum shot. But I have asked for cum in my eye actually recently on my latest kink, my first kink sing ever just came out, and I got a cum shot in the eye. I like held my eyes open. It looks really cool.
I mean, I know it's like a, it's a, I know it's a water-based juice that, you know, the guy that I produce, but it's not, it doesn't sting in any way. It doesn't
Oh,
like,
it does. Yeah, it does. But for a site like that, for a studio like that, you know, pain is part of the game and it's fun. I like to push myself.
so the crowd parts and we meet our hero for the first time. Everyone's whispering, it's him, it's the danger, it's him, it's Blade. I mean, let's face it, we hadn't had like an iconic vampire hunter on screen in a long time, and the only other vampire hunter currently running around in celluloid was Buffy.
Oh, stop. Ugh, what?
1998, Buffy the Vampire Slayer was in its third season.
Wow. I mean, like I loved Buffy. I watched it years and years later, but I could not stand her as the main character, but I
She's
loved a
coming
lot of
back
other
soon on
cast.
Hulu.
Oh, well, maybe I'll have to give her a rewatch.
And of course, recently we just lost Michelle Trachtenberg from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was
Yeah.
Buffy's imaginary created sister from season 5 to 6 and 7,
Yeah.
Dawn.
Yeah, that was so sad. It was like a kidney transplant or something, right?
Yeah, she was 39 years old, shy of her 40th birthday. We have some Blade dialogue as well, like when he just starts fucking cutting people up left and right, and he goes, "I'm gonna fuck him up." That's him.
Seemed
Get
like
him. Fuck him
all
up.
the yeah, all the vampires are so inept and like it's there's like thousands of them and they can't do any. I love it when the odds are so they seem so stacked and then it's just like no contest.
Correct. And we lose Tracy Lords in this scene. I mean, she is unrecognizable, completely covered in blood. I don't even know if this is actually her or this is her stunt double because you cannot recognize Tracy Lords just before she gets killed by Blade.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to point it out.
Mercury escapes. That's the silver-haired girl. That's the, you know, girlfriend of Deacon Frost, Arlie Jover. She was the one that was making out with Tracy Lords. And then of course, you know, the kid is on the floor still while this is all happening. We come back to him later on in the next 5 minutes, but you know, Blade's got that what is it called? A shuriken? That like Xena thing that he throws it around and cuts off the heads of the vampires.
Oh yeah, shuriken. I don't know how to
Shuriken?
say it.
I think it is shuriken.
Yeah.
And he pins Donald Lowe to the wall, and that's where we learn his name is Quinn. Saying, "Well, I'm sick and tired of cleaning up your messes, Quinn." And he's just spouting this vampire language gibberish, which is probably something real, maybe. Do you think this is an actual language that they kind of change around, kind of like the Minions language is actually something?
I think so too. It said Slavic in the captions. It is a Slavic language, so it's probably just
Oh,
like
okay.
old Slavic. Yeah. Who knows if he's pronouncing it correctly, but
According to IMDb, it's Russian, Korean, and Thai are spoken in the film.
nice. Nice. Okay.
So we entered our 5 minutes with Deacon with not Deacon Frost with Quinn, the right-hand man of Deacon Frost, pinned to the wall, and that's pretty much it for these 5 minutes. What did you think of the choreography, the fighting, the way it's shot, and everything? It's very flashy and choppy.
How do you feel about that, being a filmmaker yourself? I mean, have you done any fight scenes yourself?
No, I haven't done any fight scenes, so I can't really like say that it's because anything that I would try to do, I'm sure would be just as it would be pretty amateur. I wasn't like super impressed with the fight scene, but we've seen so many slick things come out in the past like 30 years so that's like it's hard for me to even, I don't know. And I like watching a lot of kung fu movies, so those fight scenes tend to be my favorite. But what I did love, because I really love like really ridiculous over the top cheesy effects. Like I love just them being like hit with a gun, like shot, and then they're just burnt to a crisp. I love it. It looks so ridiculous now, like looking back, but I don't care. I just think it's so much fun.
Planes up in a jiffy.
Yeah, no mess, no fuss.
Yeah, no muss. I mean, unlike in True Blood, you remember how they died in True Blood? There was just an explosion of blood everywhere.
Yeah.
How do you, I know you can't reveal too much about OnlyFans as they're still filming, but can you talk about how do the vampires die in that film?
I don't think I'm really allowed to share like that much, honestly,
Okay.
about it.
Okay. Okay, that's
And
fine.
the
I
vampires are
understand.
kind of more the heroes, so we don't really want them to die. Yeah.
It's a film I'm definitely looking forward to checking out. When I saw the preview or the teaser for it, and then all the photos of all the beautiful women that are going to be in it, I was like, I have to see this movie.
I know the cast is gorgeous and very, very talented. Like it was so much fun.
Plus, I'm a physical media person, so I definitely have to add it to my physical media library of vampire movies.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's gonna be a
Well,
good one.
please pass on to the director, the filmmaker, the heads of the film, that I would love to have them on the show or this podcast to talk about Blade, and they can talk, which would make more sense than just coming on Radio of Horror.
Yeah, amazing. That'd be so cute.
Cool. Well, hey, little Puck, why don't you give away where people can find you online, and where, if you have any, if you have an OnlyFans, if you have your own personal websites and things like that, where you want people to go to check you out.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. So I'm Little Puck. You can find me on X at Little Puck, on Instagram at Little Puck's Playhouse. I'm also on OnlyFans under Little Puck, and on ManyVids and Pornhub under Little Puck. I'm pretty shadow
And
banned, but if you just type in Little Puck Porn in Google, you'll be good.
Adult Time, right?
Yes, also on Adult Time, Kink, Brazzers, all of the major studios, porn studios.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And everyone, you can find me over on my regular show. I do Sunday nights, 10 to midnight, Radio of Horror, which I've done for the last 17 years, broadcast on the dial. It streams online at the same time. Or please check out my own original vampire story, Vlada, A Dracula Tale. We gender swap the cast of Dracula in a unique graphic novel with artwork by Ken Hunt. You can find it on Amazon, Etsy, Barnes and Noble, or Instaspark, or contact your local comic book store, as they can order it from Instaspark. Don't go through Diamond, they're pretty much dead. And I'll be back with a new guest coming up for the next 5 minutes of Blade here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.
Worlds would live.
Worlds would die.
And DC Comics would never be the same again.
Crisis and Infinite Earths, the crossover so epic it reached every corner of the DC multiverse. Join DC Dave
and Doug Adamson as we discuss The Monitor Tapes,
a Crisis in Infinite Earths podcast.
Find us on your favorite podcatcher and join the discussion at themonitortapes.com.